I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Jeremy Fix had not yet been born during the Carter administration, but his father and grandfather remember that time in 1980 when the U.S. placed an embargo on corn and wheat to Russia for its invasion of Afghanistan. Now Jeremy Fix is 30 years old and a fourth-generation farmer in Ray. He says his father and grandfather are comparing current Trump administration trade disputes to that difficult time. Fix is a Colorado Corn Board member and is on an action team with the U.S. Grains Council. And he recently returned from the U.S. Grains Council's 58th annual Board of Delegates meeting in Denver.
We feel at the Grains Council that we need free trade agreements, especially NAFTA and TPP. We feel like Mexico and Canada are great trading partners, and that's kind of where we need to start with our neighbors to recuperate that trade relationship. We feel that trade deficits are not a very good indicator of trade health and healthy trade. It is unfair to equate trade imbalances with trade inequities because deficits depend on many factors, including stages of growth, production capabilities, class structure, access to technology, wages.
Fix says farmers are pushing for TPP and NAFTA trade pacts, and as a member of the Action Council, that is on his list as well. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.